We got a new agent?
Yeah, new agent.
I could call them.
In the wrong state.
Meeting of the Human Resources. Back to order, please. Just for a few minutes.
Mr. Chairman, today we have a special presentation, and as you've heard me say before, I always come up here with mixed emotions. When someone has served their time and is in a position where they can retire, it's certainly a joyful time for them, but as agency head or as a department head, it's always a mixed emotion because I hate to see them depart. Today will be Wilfred Kane. Wilfred, could you come up, please? All of you know Wilfred is a facilitator, assistant, and friend of the commission. Today is officially his last commission day. Wilfred's been here almost as long as I have, and during that time we have become co-workers, friends. He's been one heck of a confidant when I had issues that I didn't like. Bill Pruitt had a ruling and understanding. We could complain, but we complained amongst ourselves. We did not complain out in the field, and so I used Wilfred from time to time as a sounding board, and he never, ever betrayed that confidence. He's never done anything I haven't asked him to do, and he has served the commission and the Commonwealth well during his tenure, and I'm going to miss him, and I think the agency is going to miss him. So, having said that, and at the risk of blowing my reputation as being somewhat of a hard individual, I'm going to go to the certificate, which I'm really not. I'm softy.
Yeah.
Commonwealth of Virginia Marine Resources Commission hereby recognizes Wallace Wilfred Cale. Be it known on behalf of the members, employees, and friends of the Commission, you are hereby recognized for your 13 years of service as a senior staff advisor and legislative liaison. The invaluable assistance you have afforded this agency, the staff and constituents during your tenure, your knowledge of the legislative process, your professional interactions, and assistance with media relations, and in particular, your journalistic expertise have enabled this agency to better serve as stewards of Virginia's marine and aquatic resources for present and future generations. I am pleased to confer upon you the Certificate of Distinguished Service, given under my hand in the seal of the Marine Resources Commission this 27th day of March, 2007, in the 231st year of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Congratulations and thank you.
Commission members, colleagues, and friends. I have as more mixed emotions, I think, than the commissioner. I have been looking forward to retiring. I have not been looking forward to leaving. I have enjoyed my time here immensely. There have been good days, there have been bad days. There have been great days and there have been sad days. But I think that overall, I have tried to do what military people strive to do at whatever level of operation they are. And that is, they come to a job and to a task, and they try to do that task as well as they can possibly do it, always striving to leave the job better than when they found it, so that their successors, who are better than they are, can take the job to another level. And that's what I hope will happen with this position. It has been really fun at times working with Commissioner Pruitt, working with Commissioner Bowman, two great people totally different people, but people who have one goal in their professional life, and that is that this agency be the best it can possibly be. I know because I was there and I've seen them work. You gentlemen who are here monthly, more frequent than that normally for committee work, have a way of observing the agency from one angle. When you work with these people that, who are behind me, many of whom seated, you find out how good they are, how well they do their job, and how important they are in the movement of the agency. I have enjoyed being associated with very good and very professional people, and I think it has made me a much better person. So I thank you, Commissioner. I thank all of you with whom I have served, the other 20-some-odd commissioners that I have dealt with through my time here at the agency and as a reporter from 1974 to 1992 covering the agency. I've enjoyed it. I hope to see you again. I intend to see you again and hope that we will all see each other as we move along in your professional careers and in my retirement. Thank you very much.
Next item on the agenda is Ronald C. Woods, permit number 07-196. Mr. Badger.
Mr. Commissioner, I'd like to, I plan on briefing both these projects, Mr. Woods and Mrs. Alice Morrison, excuse me.
Okay, Ms. Morrison will also be 07-0197.
That's correct.
Great. Can you do me a favor and do 8, 9, 10, 11, same time, Dave?
Can't do much about that, but I can go right to the staff recommendation if you like.
Something called due process around here we need to work with. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't know much about that. I've also got four additional aerial photographs for our orientation purposes.
Okay.
We don't consider this part of the record, considering that the board has also been to the site. If the commission agrees, we'll proceed.
Proceed.
This is a request of 26 freeholders of property in Northampton County for commission review of the February 21st, 2007 decision of the Northampton County Wetlands Board and Dunes Board to approve the installation of 120 linear feet of stone riprap each, extending into or onto the beach at their properties situated along the Chesapeake Bay in the Latimer's Bluff area of Northampton County. We can go to the slides. Thank you. So a quad sheet just showing the location of the project. It's about 1.2 miles north of the Toll Plaza and a little over a mile south of the 50-feet State Park Fishing Pier. This is one of the aerials. We're looking south, 13, Chesapeake Bay. The Latimer's Bluff subdivision as a whole is the area that's enclosed in woods. And, all in there. It's about 15 waterfront lots, maybe four or five interior lots. Again, another aerial. Now we're looking north. Kittuick State Park is just off the screen up here in the left, upper left. As you can see, there's quite a bit of erosion. We've got 800 linear feet of bulkhead, of riprap already in place, and erosion continuing on down. Most of you, this is the Woods property, Morrison property, and Linderman property. The Lindermans are the protestants in this particular case. They got the petition together. Again, as you can see, there's severe erosion all in front of this property, continuing on down, and you can see the riprap that's already in existence. Again, this is one last one. These homes are approximately 130 feet from the escarpment, and again, erosion. You can see trees that are falling down here. There's a tree that just fell in the last month or so right there. And now these next three slides are are on both applications, and they're just general information about the subdivision. Latimer's Bluff, the circle, closer view of the subdivision itself. South of it is Nature Conservancy, and I believe eventually it will go to Fish and Wildlife. Closer view of the subdivision, Woods property, Morrison's, Linderman, Allison property is here, and this is bulkheaded from here this way. There's no bulkheads except for the 100 or the 800 linear feet for a mile north or south of this subdivision. Okay. Go right here. On March 5th, 2007, staff received a letter and petition for review of Mr. and Mrs. Henry Linderman on behalf of 26 freeholders of property in Northampton County. As such, the appeals are being considered timely under the provision of the code. What you have here is the drawing showing the Woods property lines, 120
feet. Hank, do me a favor. Move that mic just a little bit closer to you. I moved it away when I was talking, I think.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Is this better?
Yes, sir.
120 feet. It's approximately 130 feet to the revetment here, tying into the Allison property over here, which the riprap's already in place, and the proposed Morrison riprap in this area. Cross section showing the riprap, the grading of the bank back, stairway. And I'll leave this up for the Woods portion of this. Northampton County Wetlands Board held a public hearing on the Woods application on February 21st. Woods were represented by Mr. Woods was represented by his agent and contractor Steve Bunce. During the hearing, the board considered the VIMS report, Northampton County staff report, and recommendation and testimony provided by Mr. Bunce. Mr. Richard Ayers and Mrs. Linderman spoke in opposition to the project. The VIMS report stated that the proposed riprap revetment would result in impacts to approximately 480 square feet of jurisdictional beach. They stated that the preferred approach to shoreline protection along this beach shoreline was to enhance the natural capacity of the sand flat to provide the desired erosion protection. The two elements are required for this approach, a sand flat and a slope rock structure. The rock structure can be a nearshore sill, an offshore breakwater. In this particular case, I'm sure it would be an offshore breakwater. The Wetlands Board staff agreed that the VIMS report may be the better approach. However, designs submitted by the applicant must also be considered a valuable solution. Staff recommended the board approve the application's design and that a water quality impact assessment be submitted and approved before the wetlands permit is issued. Staff also stated in their shoreline erosion report that the erosion rate in this area was 3.2 to 5.3 feet per year, and this was based on a 1987 survey. Let's see. Mrs. Linderman, who has property to the site, stated that she was under the assumption that the shoreline was to remain unaltered when they purchased their property, and stressed that erosion was still occurring even though many of these riprap revetments had been installed. Mr. Richard Ayers with the shorekeepers noted that revetments eliminate beach area. Board member Dot Field stated that that most of the erosion appears to be coming from the upland at the top of the bank and not the toe, and the soil type may be an issue with drainage undercutting the top bank. Board member Bob Myers agreed, noting that the soil was sandy, which is easily disturbed and hard to stop once erosion starts. The best recommendation was an offshore breakwater system with minimum hardening to the toe, and Mrs. Field agreed. A motion was made that the application be approved with the condition that a water quality impact assessment be approved by the county. The motion failed by a 2-4 vote. It should be noted that only 120 foot long by 4 foot wide area falls within the Wetlands Board's jurisdiction. The majority of the project is landward of the board's jurisdiction, and that's why the water quality impact assessment was being required for the Chesapeake Bay Act. So basically, you're only looking at this portion that's within our jurisdiction, 4 feet off the bank here. All this is not in the Wetlands Board's jurisdiction. It's just this 4 feet here. Okay. A motion was made by Mr. Myers to change the project to a breakwater. This did not get a second, and the motion failed. The motion was then made by Mr. Myers to approve the application as presented with two modifications. One was to the heights of the stairs, or to stairs to be limited, and the other was a water quality impact assessment to be approved by the county. The motion carried 4-1 with one abstention. The motion was for the revetment was the same as recommended by the county staff in their report to the board. That ends the Woods portion of it. I'm going to go into the Morrison hearing. Again, 120 linear feet riprap, approximately 130 feet from the house. There's a growing here. This has been eliminated. VIMS recommended the removal of this, and the applicant agreed. So the growing is not in play. Cross-section, basically the same. Growing's been eliminated. And this is an aerial, a ground shot looking south towards Morrison's property. Again, the hearing was held on February 21st. Mrs. Morrison was represented by her agent and contractor, Steve Bunce. During the hearing, the board considered the VIMS report, county staff report and recommendation, and testimony provided by Mr. Bunce, Mrs. Morris, and Mr. and Mrs. Lindemann spoke in opposition. Both the VIMS report and the county staff recommendations were the same as stated in the Woods report. Mrs. Lindemann has concerns that the existing riprap on the nearby lots are adversely affecting her property and that the riprap covers the beach area. She asked the board not to approve projects which are ineffective. Mr. Lieben stated that the washout damage occurring to their property is very apparent. The board felt that had the first riprap structure not been constructed along this reach, the board may have asked the property owners for a comprehensive erosion control plan for the entire reach. Part of what's happened here is the first 600 linear feet of riprap was placed landward of the Wetlands Board's jurisdiction, so they didn't even have to issue a permit. They've only issued permits on one, possibly two riprap structures that were adjacent and south of the original 600 linear feet. Ms. Morrison stated that she did extensive research to save the bluff on her property, that she had revegetated the upland, but this past year erosion had occurred during storm events. The board asked Ms. Morrison if she would consider an offshore breakwater. She replied that she was open to talking to her adjacent property owners in the subdivision to see if anybody was willing to take part in the project. Mr. Bunce, who is the contractor, stated in his opinion that the riprap in the area is holding the bank rather well. Although erosion has not been completely stopped at the top of the bank, the riprap revetment would help shore up the bank if installed properly. And he also notes that there's been about 3 feet of erosion in the past month. There was a tree that was in this picture, which was taken 2 months ago, that in the aerials that you were shown earlier is down on the beach now. So 3 feet may be about right. Mrs. Lindemann then asked the board to deny both the Woods and Morrison application, and they would join with those two applicants in implementing an offshore breakwater. The board stated that even if the proposed revetment was approved, that did not preclude further breakwater projects from being implemented. The board stated that this application was basically the same as the Woods, which was just approved. A motion was made by Ms. Ellis to approve the application as presented with two modifications, removal of the growing and a water quality impact assessment be obtained. The motion carried 4-2. The motion, again, was for the revetment was the same as recommended by the county staff in their report to the board. I'll leave this one slide up as we go to lights. I'll leave this up. And my summary recommendation is for both the Woods and the Morrisons. Although the board has concerns that the projects may cause some additional erosion to the adjacent property, the board felt that the erosion rate along this reach was severe and that the revetment was necessary to protect the applicant's property from further erosion. The board noted that they have already approved riprap revetments adjacent to the project and did not feel they could require the applicants to install offshore breakwaters. They also questioned the reliability and cost of a small-scale breakwater system to protect one or two lots. Based on our review of the records transmitted by the board and our attendance at the hearings, staff believes that the decision to approve the riprap revetments for the subject applications are supported by the evidence on the whole, considered as a whole, In reaching its decision to approve the revetment, the board weighed the potential for public and private detriment against the potential for private benefits as required in the Code of Virginia. The board found the on-site erosion warranted protection of the applicant's property. Staff agrees with them that the preferred approach to shoreline protection along with this shoreline is to enhance the natural capacity of the sand flat with an offshore breakwater system. However, staff is reluctant to recommend against the proposed stone riprap revetment given the on-site erosion and the fact that there's over 800 linear feet of stone riprap already in place and that the subdivision as a whole is without a community association to address many offshore protection system options. At this time, an offshore breakwater system appears impractical on an individual lot-by-lot basis. Accordingly, we recommend that the February 21, 2007 decision of the Northampton County Wetlands Board be upheld for both the Woods and the Morrisons. Staff would further encourage that the applicants work with the remaining property owners to develop a comprehensive erosion control plan, which would address the entire reach of shoreline. Hopefully, this would include a properly designed breakwater system for the area.
Thank you, Hank. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Badger? Thank you, sir. Okay. Lindeman's here. Come forward, please, ma'am. Good afternoon. Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
You state your name for the record, please.
Michelle Lindeman.
Proceed, please, ma'am.
I brought some pictures, additional pictures. I don't have a PowerPoint, but I thought perhaps when I read my statement you could look at them, or is that not allowed?
At this point, okay. That would require an opening of the record.
Well, I can hold them.
No, that would be the same. La.
I didn't bring anything, but just that.
Is the record opening just going to be those pictures, basically?
That's no, I have a statement.
Well, you can make the statement, I would presume. I have a motion to open the record.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Tankard, second. Second by Mr. Fox. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Proceed.
Okay, would you like to look at them while I speak? Save some time?
Sure.
Okay.
And we will be keeping these for a period of 33 days, too.
Okay. Once again, I am Michelle Lindeman, my husband Henry Lindeman, and I, as the petitioners, would like to thank you for granting us a review of the February 21st, 2007 decision of the Northampton County Wetlands and Dunes Board on both VMRC 07196 and 0197. We stand here because we feel that our local program development, as defined by the Chesapeake Bay Preservation Area Designation and Management Regulations, has failed in their decision to uphold the regulations of the Bay Act by granting the Woods and Morrison permission to install riprap revetment in a resource protection area, also defined by the Chesapeake Bay Preservation Act and found in Chapter 21 of Title 10.1 of the Code of Virginia. The Wetlands Board, by failing to preserve the natural condition of the sensitive bluff in its full length and entirety, has also failed us as landowners of a tidal shoreline on Chesapeake Bay. In the granting of construction of a riprap revetment, a man-made disaster, the Wetlands Board has, in essence, turned the Bay Act in upon itself by interpreting its intent to be the protection of man against the bay rather than its true intent, the protection of bay from man. I take the liberty of paraphrasing Chapter 21 of Title 10.1. The purpose of the Chesapeake Bay Act regulation is to protect and improve the water quality of the bay by minimizing the effects of human activity upon these waters and to protect the waters from significant degradation due to land disturbances. Local programs shall encourage and promote protection of existing high-quality state waters to a condition that will permit all reasonable public uses, will support the propagation and growth of all aquatic life, and will safeguard the clean waters from pollution. The definition for the resource protection area states that these areas in their natural condition provide for the removal, reduction, or assimilation of sediments, nutrients, and potentially harmful or toxic substances and runoff entering the bay. And the general performance criteria for land use and development of these resource protection areas, our bluff, our mutual bluff, and its tidal shoreline are, one, no more land should be disturbed than is necessary to provide for the desired use or development. Two, indigenous vegetation shall be preserved to the maximum extent. Three, utilize best management practices require regular or periodic maintenance in order to continue their function and shall maintenance and such maintenance shall be ensured by the local government. You can see from my pictures, a lot of the boulders are falling and there is silt fence exposed. I feel it's not being enforced. Review of the Bay Act poses, in summary, more questions than suggestions, my first being one. What desired use is so supreme as to permit the intentional degradation of a naturally sloped buffer? That's protecting the bay as it is. Two, what use is so supreme as to grant permission to plow down a 20-foot bayside bluff that now slopes to Highway 13 and grade it so that it will slope the complete opposite direction, and that's right into the bay? Three, what use is so supreme to remove all the indigenous vegetation and disturb much more land as necessary, then install rocks and silt fences that are not maintained, thereby washing away all sand at the toe of a bluff? Four, what use is there for inadequate-sized rocks that roll around in state waters? Five, what use is there for plastic underlayment that does not hold sand or vegetation, then because exposed and less jettison and plastic bags and bottles and fishing line and balloons and every other manner of debris get caught and left in the rocks? Who should be responsible for cleaning this supreme use? Is the supreme use really going to prevent Mother Nature from doing what she has always done, claim what is hers? As I say, all this in the guise of preventing erosion, what erosion? The erosion that the northern neighbor caused your property when he put in his riprap embankment. This erosion has been occurring forever. They've just accelerated it by developing. The existing bluff in its natural state upholds the intent of the law of the Chesapeake Bay Act. Not only is the manner in which the existing riprap at Latimer's Bluff been installed and maintained contrary to the Bay Act, it also endangers the public, the aquatic animals that live at the tidal shoreline, and attracts and holds debris. What guarantees do we have that any other means of riprap will be better, or should I say serve the bay better? Is there not a healthier erosion control program that would also serve the Bay Act, the public, and the fisheries? The other landowners who appreciate and value the laws of nature and build their lives and homes around nature, not try to change it for their benefit. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from Ms. Lindemann? Thank you, ma'am. Is anyone here from the Wetlands Board like to speak?
Yeah.
The applicant. Come forward.
Good afternoon. How are you? I'm Rita Woods.
Yes, ma'am. You raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you got.
I did.
Go ahead.
So I'll try and be brief.
Thank you.
Sure this board is ready to
we
move on.
We are very
on.
Much impressed by brevity.
Good. Then that's what I'll be. In a nutshell, I ask that the Marine Resource Commission support its staff recommendations as well as the decision made by the Wetlands Commission to approve our application. Our application was based on already existing applications that had been approved for previous riprap that Mr. Badger has already shown today. The Wetlands Board was very thorough in their investigative process. They visited our site prior to the meeting. They discussed with us the timetables in which other neighbors had done their properties, et cetera, and I believe they took all of the necessary facts into account when they made their decision. They're in the positions they are because of knowledge they have in being able to make decisions that do support what they stand for and represent for the state. They were vocal about their preferences regarding the breakwaters, and we absolutely did recognize that. However, at this juncture, where time is of the essence, to do something actively about this beautiful piece of property, we need to do something that will be able to immediately address the concerns that we have on the top of the bank, which I understand is not part of this commission's or the wetlands process. However, what ties into that is that toe of the slope, which is essential in being very stable in order for that grading of the buff of the bluff to remain intact. So that the two absolutely do tie in. As far as the decision that they made that day, we do ask that you support that decision, that it not be sent back to the Wetlands Board. We have the stone in place, the contractor in place. Our timetables are such that for the growing season of any, for revegetation, that sort of thing, we've addressed all of this in these timetables. So if we end up getting into a situation where things have to be revisited by a board or a commission that's already agreed to do this and approves the process and the project, it seems like a waste of your time, their time, our time, taxpaying dollars' time. I appreciate what Mrs. Lindemann's concerns are. However, those are maybe concerns that she needs to address in a different manner. It's not for me to say. But I thank you, and if there are any further pictures that you need, I did come with photos. I don't need to, expend more of your time. They're primarily northbound photos showing that existing riprap that exists for the 700 to 800 feet that Mr. Badger mentioned, as well as some of the southbound photos, which I presume that's possibly what Mrs. Lindemann submitted to you, which is just supporting that there is erosion occurring, and we would like to do as our northbound neighbors did and try and protect our investment in that erosion.
Thank you, ma'am. Any questions from Ms. Lindemann?
Woods.
I'm sorry, Woods.
That's okay.
Long day already.
Yeah.
Ms. Woods. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Any other applicants here like to speak? I presume that would
okay.
be right. Can you raise your right hand for me, please? You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
State your full name and for the record, please.
My name is Allison E. Morrison, and I am the property owner as pictured there, and I'm going to be brief, too, since it's been a long morning already. We applied for a permit because of the appreciable loss of land that was measured in excess of 6 feet since the fall. The indigenous vegetation that we put in 2 years ago is not being upheld. We've had a mudslide effect due to the rain. Sediment and runoff continues to go into the bay. We've noticed and observed that during the process when we put our permit in, that the southern coastline is not protected by riprap and has been severely impacted. We did attend the hearing in Eastville on February 21st, as Mr. Badger pointed out, and we did receive approval to proceed with our project. Due to the objections of the southern property owner, the Lindemans, we did investigate alternative methods for erosion control. After extensive research and contact with several other companies to explore the bladder concept with PVC being inflated, the balloon, it was determined that not only was it excessively expensive, but that it was not considered to be as effective and that there were potential problems with it breaking and then leaking sand out and then basically getting back to square one. We also did contact, I took it upon myself to contact the other property owners at Latimer's Bluff to ask them whether they would consider participating in a breakwater concept. With the support from the other homeowners, I did talk to Bill Sorrentino, who is in the Army Corps of Engineers, who has agreed to send an engineer out to do an analysis of that coastline to determine whether the breakwater concept would be effective. We're waiting for information back from him on that. In the event that he says that it's favorable from his reports, then we expect to get a coalition together to investigate the concept of riprap. I have no problem with putting the riprap in, neither do several of the property owners. That opportunity has been presented to the Lindemans. I've contacted them on a number of occasions, presented the information that I've received to them. At this juncture, they have not stepped forward to either participate in a riprap, other erosion control, or talk about the breakwater concept and wanting to participate in that. At this point, I'm going to reiterate what the Woods have said. The stone's ordered. The stone is in place. It's ready to be delivered. We want to get the project moving because looking at the degradation of the pluff, the sediment runoff that continues, the impact from our particular steps being part of them washed away from the mudslide, that we feel that it is in our best interest to protect the inherent land as well as prevent further runoff. So I have pictures also pretty much similar to show the degradation of the bluff. We're asking for a decision to be made as soon as possible so we can proceed with our project and get this taken care of.
Thank you. Any questions?
You.
Thank you, ma'am. Any other applicant or relation agent? And we'll hear from the board, Wetlands Board.
I have no, I'm just here for questions.
Okay, good enough. Thank you, sir. Anybody have any questions for representative of the Wetlands Board? If not, the matter is before the commission for discussion and decision. Mr. Holland.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept the recommendation of the staff.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Robbins.
I have a question for counsel, please. Ms. Lindemann mentioned the Chesapeake Bay Act. Does that have an application here, or is that something we need to pay attention to?
I'm not aware of any decision or opinion concerning the relationship between the Chesapeake Bay Preservation Act and the wetlands statute, tidal wetlands statute. But what I would point out that under the wetlands statute, the standard for granting a permit, there's three factors there. And one is the anticipated public and private benefit exceeds anticipated public and private detriment. Two, it conforms with the code standards and wetlands guidelines. And three, it does not violate the purposes and intent of the tidal wetland statute. So, I mean, the General Assembly has said, here's, if it meets all of these things, you grant it. If it doesn't meet any of the, one of them, then you deny it. But that's, the General Assembly has given you the direction in how to decide these cases. That's for the lower board. I mean, that's for the wetlands board. Now, on appeal, you're deciding whether they conform with that.
Answer your question sufficiently, Mr. Ross? Further discussion? Mr. Taggart.
Yeah, I think you can also, when you look at 28.2-1403-10B1, the Lindemans definitely put forward in some fashion with the pictures they depict a beach that is no longer really natural but more industrial in nature. So I know that we're taking, in some respect, value away from the Lindemans by continuing on the path of that we have with the riprap, but at the same time, that has, of course, has been pursued already. I feel as though the Wetlands Board from Eastville has done a good job, so I plan to vote with the motion. As it, but at the same time, I perfectly well understand and sympathize with the plight of the Lindemans. The natural landscape that you see there is, I think, both good for the Lindemans and good for the Eastern Shore of Virginia. It's a much more pleasant landscape. So I just want to put that forward that it is. I'm saddened that we have to make this kind of choice.
Yeah. I have a sneaking suspicion the way it sounded like things were going that ultimately they may resort to the different type of erosion control, and hopefully that will work out. But at the, in the interim, I concur with you all. I believe that the board, in reaching its decision to approve the revetment, weighed the potential for public and private detriments against the potential for private benefits as required by the Code of Virginia, and the finding that on-site erosion warranted protection of the applicant's property. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is Marine Hydraulics 04-1984. Hello, Elizabeth.